The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 29th, 1975, in Nairobi, Kenya.
Sada Bhagavata Sada, by pleasing with the spiritual master, you please Krishna. That's nice. But why Krishna should be pleased? Why? What is the necessity of pleasing Krishna?
Please
represent it to
Krishna.
No, that is all right. Guru is representative of Krishna, but why one should bother himself for pleasing Krishna? Answer me.
Because our real position is to serve Krishna, and because we fall in this illusion of material energy, so we forgot our position.
No, we shall do it otherwise. Why shall I please Krishna? We are making scientific progress. What is the use of bringing God? That is begging the question.
Guru spreading the name of the Krishna in the world.
No, it is not the question of Guru. Guru is doing all right. Why you should be so much anxious and feel obligation to please Krishna?
Everybody has to serve somebody. So Krishna is the server of our pleasure and everything exists from Him. So we should, instead of serving anybody, we should serve the Krishna.
That's all right. Without serving Krishna, I am getting pleasure by drinking wine. Why shall I?
That pleasure will not last. Huh? That pleasure is only temporary.
No, I will not also last. Yes.
But to accept such a mentality, we say that is third class. Our life is eternal.
Yeah, that is your statement, third class. But my statement is it is first class.
Is it first class if every time you were going to eat something nice, I was standing over you with a stick, and as soon as you took, I would beat you? So every time you have some enjoyment, there's some concurrent suffering. Like you enjoy the wine, but then you have a headache hangover. You
Krishna,
enjoy the meat,
Krishna
and you
says
get sick.
In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, he says, "For those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I will give the understanding by which they can come to me." So this is our desire.
I don't want to go.
You don't want to go to Krishna?
Yes.
All right, suffer.
I don't suffer. I'm enjoying.
You're enjoying death in
yes,
old age?
You are putting upon me some impression, suffering, but I'm enjoying.
Your knee is hurt. Is that enjoying?
That I'm curing, that is also nice.
But soon the whole thing will be finished. You will not, no one enjoys death. No one will take voluntarily a death.
Nobody of you could answer the question. No. I give you again chance to answer this question very properly. Why one should be obliged to please Krishna?
Just like this
Why?
Finger. Its position is to serve the body. Just like the stomach, everyone may be jealous of the stomach and not want to feed the stomach. But if all the hands and the legs and the mouth went on strike not to feed the stomach,
this
then
is
they
the right
would
answer.
Ultimately be destroyed.
This is the right answer. That you cannot non-cooperate with the stomach. You must serve the stomach. Otherwise, your position is very precarious. That is the answer. If the finger thinks that I shall remain independent and be happy, that is not possible. The stomach must be supplied food, and then all the parts of the body, they will be happy. That is the point. So you cannot non-cooperate with the stomach. Similarly, Krishna is the central enjoyer. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamaya. He is the center. It's like ordinarily this African state, if you do not satisfy the state or the president, then you cannot remain happy. Independently, you cannot be happy. We require in every state. We have come to this part because state is cooperating. In the morning, we shall come and they have prepared it nicely. They are not going to the jungle. So, if we actually want happiness, we must cooperate with the state. This is a crude example. Similarly, if our ultimate aim is to become happy, then we must cooperate with Krishna. This is obligatory. You cannot escape it. Then you will be unhappy. This is stomach. Pranupahara chajatendriyana. Therefore the natural process is, you become a child in, he picks up something, but he does not put anywhere immediately in the mouth. Why? He does not bring it in the ear. Why? The child immediately takes it. He does not know what is what. But the nature is that as soon as he captures something, even he does not know, because his position is eating. He knows this much sense gratification. Other senses are not yet developed. So the child, he knows, tastes with tongue and eats, that he knows. So immediately anything he captures, he brings to the mouth, naturally. He hasn't got to be educated. So, our position is like that. We being part and parcel of Krishna, our natural tendency is to serve Krishna. Natural tendency. It is not artificial. When you forget Krishna, that is artificial. Our normal life means to love Krishna, to serve Krishna. That is your normal life. Without serving Krishna, our life is abnormal. Madman's life. Therefore Krishna says, when you forget Krishna, he comes to preach the normal life. Sarvadharman parityajya mamim. This is normal life. So Krishna does not require your help. He can create many helpers. But for your good, Krishna comes. But if you want normal, happy life, then surrender it. This is the whole Bhagavad Gita, whole Vedic knowledge. Is there. We have forgotten our position. Our position, normal position is to love and serve Krishna. Therefore, anadi bahirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gala. Ataye Krishna veda purana kariya. Because you do not know from time immemorial, we cannot ascertain when this incident has happened to forget Krishna. But it is practical. life after life, we are changing body, but forgetting Krishna. So, here in the human form of life, there is the opportunity to revive our original position, and we require the help of knowledge, perfect knowledge, and that is there in the Vedas. Atayav Krishna Veda Purana. If you don't take advantage, although you have God, you can read Bhagavad Gita. And if you don't take advantage of Bhagavad Gita, and go on whimsically, then you will suffer. You cannot non-cooperate with Krishna as you cannot non-cooperate with Vishnava. You must. There is no question of alternative. You may not know, it is not, you must. Otherwise you will never be happy. And happiness is your aim of life. Atyantik dukkha nirvritti. I'm suffering from this knee's trouble because I am in this material world. I've got this material body. So, atyantik dukkha nirvritti means no more material world, no more material body. And for that purpose, you have to cooperate with Krishna. Otherwise, any question about this? Just like this African woman, they are going to work. There is no question of no work. They must, otherwise they cannot eat. Anyone, if by working his livelihood is going on, how he can non-cooperate?
The thief is also eating.
Huh?
The thief is also eating.
That is Krishna's debt. Just like the government gives the prisoners also to eat. But they are condemned. The government's grace, that government provides all necessities. If a prisoner is sick, he is given the hospital facility, but he is restricted free movement, that much. Otherwise, government gives the same facility within the prison house and without it, the standard may be a little different. He says, why this human being prisoner, even he is giving food to the animals, to the bark, bees, non-cooperation cannot be. Krishna says, Bijoham Sarvabhutana. Now you have to grow trees, plants, and vegetables, what he was eating. That you cannot have without cooperation with Krishna. Krishna gives all the seeds. Bijang, you cannot manufacture the seed. He gives the seed, you work little, sow it, and get it. But without cooperation with Krishna, how can you get the seed? Then where is your food?
No.
We must take God give us our daily bread. Krishna gives the seeds, and you sow it, and get the fruit or grains. Then you can exist. Even if you are animal eater, the animal must also come from Krishna. You cannot manufacture the animal. That is also coming from Krishna. Bijoham sarvabhutana. The animal is produced by father and mother, but the seed is given in the semina by Krishna, and then animal is produced. So how you can non-cooperate with Krishna? You have to cooperate, otherwise. What is that? They're criticizing us? No.
What is he saying?
He's imitating the birds.
Oh, he's imitating the birds.
Oh. Just like this tendency was existed by Krishna in the forest. Two brothers and other cowards, they are also imitating. They are flying. The bird is flying, they are also flying like this. And they coming to the monkey, coming to the peacock, and imitating this. These are descriptions in the Krishna book.
But his imitating the bird means he will become a bird? This man's imitating the bird means that he will become a bird.
Not necessarily. This is sporting. It will be decided what he's thinking at the time of death. That will become prominent.
Is it by chance what you think of the time of death, or is
no.
it dependent?
It is dependent. Just like all of a sudden, some ideas come to us. But that means we had contact with such idea. It is compared with it, like there is big pond. All of a sudden, you see, from within, a bubble comes. But there is no reason, but it comes. That means the thing is there, within the pond, the situation, all of a sudden, without any time, it comes. They put this chance theory like this. But this is not chance. If, because we are changing our life, so everything is recorded in the mind, dictaphone. Sometimes, some idea which I had contact with many, many years ago, it comes. It comes. It is not chance. I had contact with such things All of a sudden, that idea comes. We shall go now.
Hare Krishna.
I am in the car, the upper room.
Yeah.
All everything. Small boys, all.
They understand this is good.
Transcription is Prince of Mercy and Kodi. And the one who creates this material world. My question is, why Krishna didn't make this material world to be spiritual?
It is spiritual. As soon as you become a devotee, it's spiritual. We are living in the spiritual world. That I explained last night. So, ultimately, there is nothing material. Material means when you forget Krishna. What is it? There is no material. When you forget Krishna, that is material. Just like madness. Madness is not our natural position. But when your brain is deranged, then it's madness. Madness has no separate existence. But when our brain is not in order, there is madness. Similarly, there is nothing spiritual because everything has come from Krishna. The original source is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam prabhata. So the material world, the so-called material world has come from Krishna. So if it has come from Krishna, how it is material? The cause and effect is the same, maybe dependently manifested. It's like cotton. Cotton made into thread, the shape has changed, but it is cotton. And from the cotton thread, you make cloth. The cloth is cotton. But if I say cotton, bring cotton, then you'll bring cotton, not this cloth. But the cloth is also cotton. Now understand? Cloth is nothing but cotton. But when I say bring cotton, you will not bring a cloth, you will bring cotton. So, Krishna is the sarva-kārana-kāranam, cause of all effects. So all the effects are Krishna. But we have no sense realization. When you understand that this place is Krishna's place, so you can worship Krishna, glorify Krishna. But if you don't realize that is Krishna's, then you talk nonsense, madman. It is American property, it is African property, it is this, it is that, so many madness. But the Shastra says, Ishavasam, everything Krishna. And the materialists, they'll pray, no, why everything? It is my country. It is my place. That is material. Similarly, anything coming from Krishna, Krishna is Supreme Spirit. It is spiritual. The devotees understand that this fruit has come from Krishna, the flower has come from Krishna, therefore it must be offered to Krishna. It is for you. Otherwise, how the fruit becomes spiritual? You take prasadam, how it becomes the same fruit? No. because Krishna consciousness is there, it is beautiful. It is spiritual, but it was not known. When one comes to Krishna consciousness, he understands that everything belongs to Krishna. Hari sambandhi vastuna. Everything has got relationship with Krishna. That's the fact. See, if anything has got relationship with Krishna, so that is not material. We are going to a house, but it is a temple. Why? Because there is relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, what is the difference between the next house and our house? So Krishna consciousness means that everything is spiritual, but we do not accept it. We accept that something else. That is it.
He's asking that it sits in part one of Srimad Bhagavatam that one should not jump to the tenth canto without having
read all the previous. Yes. Knowledge has got steps. You are learning ABCD, how you can go to higher studies.
But Prabhu is feeling that he likes to read all of your books, and sometimes he reads one book and sometimes another book. Is that bad?
No, that's not bad. But better I go a step.
Yeah, how do you know?